You are tuned in to Awaken Radio with Connie Chapman. To listen to more episodes, go to conniechapman.com or subscribe on iTunes. Hey everyone, and welcome back into another episode of the podcast. It is really nice to be here with you, and I'm really looking forward to bringing you this conversation today. I have another really powerful topic to dive into with you, and this is a really important one for women. And whether you're consciously aware of it or not, this pattern is likely in some shape or form playing out for you. And this is about the pattern of the good girl and the people pleaser. And so today we're going to be talking about how to unravel from our good girl conditioning and patterns of people pleasing, because this is a big part of what keeps a lot of women very small, very stuck, very held back in their life, unable to be fully self-expressed, unable to get their needs fully met, unable to feel fully heard, when without even realizing, they're really held back within themselves by their good girl conditioning and by this pattern of people pleasing. So I want to unpack it for you today, help you understand it a little bit more so you can see and spot and identify where this might be playing out for you. And I'm going to offer you some starting steps on how to work through it today as well. So when I talk about good girl conditioning, being the good girl, and people pleasing, these are expressions of what I would call the wounded feminine. And when women come to my work, I tend to see them being very stuck and operating from either wounded feminine or wounded masculine energy or a combination of both. And if you want to hear me explain these energies in a lot more detail, you can listen to episode 131, which is called How to Heal Your Wounded Feminine and Masculine Energies, one of my most powerful and popular episodes. So definitely listen to that if you want to understand this more. But as I was saying, this pattern of being the good girl and the people pleaser is really a reflection of the wounded feminine energy inside of us. And the wounded feminine is the part inside of all of us that is always seeking for love, validation, approval, belonging, and a sense of enoughness. And in order to get that, she will modify and change and adapt herself in whatever way she needs to, in order to receive that external love, that external connection, that external approval. And this is ultimately really what being the good girl or a people pleaser is about. And so, as I was saying, when women come to my work and primarily into the Divine Femme program that I run, I see them either in wounded feminine or wounded masculine energy. And so when a woman's primarily running from wounded feminine, and this is what she's been taught throughout her life of how she needed to be, she will have picked up this messaging that she needs to be nice and sweet and overgive and be really accommodating of people and people please and keep everyone happy and be selfless and do what's expected of her. And she will self-abandon, put other people ahead of herself, again, in order to gain that external love, approval, connection, and belonging. I also see women functioning a lot from the wounded masculine or hyper-masculine energy, when they're really taught and conditioned growing up to deny their emotions, actually quite reject and deny their feminine essence, go up into their heads, work hard, be strong, strive for results, aim for perfection, be independent, and have their whole self-worth become tied up in what they achieve, in how much they can do, and in how well they can perform. And so I often see women either operating from primarily one of these energies. Like, I can look at a woman and know if she's primarily operating from wounded feminine or wounded masculine. I can see it in her energy, in her embodiment, in how she communicates, in how she expresses herself. or we'll see a combination of both. And these two energies will play out inside of a woman depending what setting or environment, you know, that she's in. But this really leaves women deeply disconnected from their healthy, mature, divine feminine energy, which brings with it the qualities of embodiment and nourishment, flow, ease, intuition, empowerment, unconditional love, receptivity, trust, surrender, sensuality, pleasure, creativity, and magnetism. These beautiful, incredible qualities of the feminine. And so when a woman's either trapped in kind of wounded feminine or wounded masculine, she'll be quite disconnected from her healthy, mature, embodied feminine, which is what allows a woman to really live as the woman she truly desires to be. And so this is really the work I do with women, and it's the work I do in Divine Femme, which is my 6-month signature program for women, a feminine healing, embodiment, and empowerment program, where we're really unraveling and healing all of these patterns that you've picked up throughout your life of the wounded feminine and wounded masculine that are keeping you held back, stuck, trapped, stifled, unexpressed, not being able to be your true self and really receive in the way you truly desire in your life, really create the life that you truly desire. And we clean all that up, heal that through a lot of somatic healing and beautiful embodiment work. And you begin to awaken and reconnect with your healthy, mature, divine feminine energy. So this is the work we do in Divine Femme, and Divine Femme is now enrolling. We have enrollments open for this particular intake until April 28th. So only a few more days to join us if you want to come into this intake. This is absolutely the place to be. If you resonate with anything I share on the podcast, if you resonate with my work, if the things that I share here speak to you so deeply, this is the place where we come and do the work. I will coach you. I will hold you. I will guide you. I will support you through your journey of transformation over the next 6 months. So if you want to join us for this round, please come to conniechapman.com/divinefemme to come and learn more, or go down into the show notes. And if you want to get a little bit of a feel of what we're going to work on in Divine Femme, you can also come along to my free training called Reclaim Your Feminine, which is happening on April 24th. So it's just about to happen now, depending on when you're listening to this podcast. Come along and register your spot in that. I'm really going to talk you through how to unravel from things like people-pleasing, perfectionism, overworking, burnout, all these patterns again that are diminishing you as a woman. And I'm really going to give you some beautiful starting points and a real framework to work with to come back to your divine feminine wholeness, worth, power, magnetism, and full expression as a woman, so that life can feel more easeful and nourishing and flowing, and every area of your life can start to thrive. So you can come down to the show notes to come to that training as well, and that will give you a real feel of what we're going to cover in Divine Femme, and will help you know if that program's right for you as well. Okay, so what is good girl conditioning? Maybe you've heard about this. Maybe you've heard about this idea of being the good girl, but I want to unpack it a little bit more for you and help you fully understand it, because I believe awareness is power. And the more that we understand something, the more easy it is for us to spot it inside ourselves. What it does, you know, creating awareness, creating understanding, it brings these patterns up from the unconscious mind where they're hidden and they're running below the surface and we don't even realize they're ruling our life. And it brings us up into the conscious mind so that we can start to work with it. So good girl conditioning is this programming and this messaging that we tend to receive as young girls growing up that teaches us that we need to be, you know, this is how a woman needs to be. We need to be agreeable, polite, quiet, and nice. And we're taught that we need to be really overly considerate of other people's feelings, not upset people around us. Don't be too much. Don't rock the boat. Don't create conflict. That we should be selfless. And this often requires us, you know, to fulfill this good girl model, it requires us to deny our own needs, to abandon ourselves, to suppress our truth in order to appease everyone around us. You know, we're taught, don't cause trouble, be good. Don't be difficult. Don't cause problems. And make sure you're looking after everyone around you. And our good girl conditioning really comes from how we were praised as young girls. The messaging we received, what we received love for, what we were told was good, and what we were encouraged to be more of. But I'm telling you now, if you want to come into your divine feminine, into a healthy, mature, embodied expression of your feminine energy, if you want to come into your full expression as a woman, your full power as a woman, you will have to start to unravel your good girl conditioning. She will need to be healed and she will need to be lovingly released because she is what is holding you back from the woman that you're truly here to be. And often what stops us really coming into our fullness as a woman is the fear we picked up around what will happen if I deviate from my good girl behavior. What will happen if I step outside the mold of who I've been taught to be and of who people expect me to be? And typically when a woman is running from good girl energy and she tries to begin to sort of deviate from it, she will encounter either guilt or fear. She will encounter a feeling of guilt, like I've done something wrong. I'm bad. I've upset people. The way that I acted was wrong. I shouldn't have done that. She'll regret it. She'll question herself. She'll make herself wrong. Or she'll come up against fear. The fear of, what are people going to think? What are people going to say? Am I going to lose love? Am I going to lose connection? Are people going to pull away from me? Are people not going to like me anymore? So you will know when this good girl conditioning is playing out for you, and then you find yourself trying to step out of it and you encounter either guilt or fear, you'll know that that's what it is that is preventing you being your true and full self in that moment. So when a woman grows up with this conditioning, and this is societal, we might have picked this up through the school system. We might have picked this up from our parents, from our mothers, from our fathers. We might have picked this up from other women around us. When she is trapped in the good girl conditioning, the idea that she needs to be a good girl, she will experience things such as being unable to show her emotions, especially emotions like anger, because they are deemed and judged as bad. She will be unable to put herself first and set boundaries because she will experience that as being selfish. She will find herself doing whatever it takes to be liked. And so being really aware of what other people think and how people are perceiving her and what she needs to do to be more likable to other people, to have other people like her more. When a woman's really in this good girl conditioning, she will want to be good all the time. The good girl, get good grades, do a good job, perform well, be perfect, impress people around you, be well behaved, be a good mother, a good partner, a good sister, a good friend, be the best you can be for everyone. When a woman is in her good girl, she will be putting other people before herself, being selfless, going along with what other people want, being agreeable, not being able to speak her true opinion, not being able to stand up for her true perspective, kind of being a yes girl, going along with everyone else, following the crowd. She will be repressing and suppressing certain parts of herself that she doesn't judge as fitting this mold of being good. Fitting this mold of being likable or being what pleases others. So she'll be really trapped in a box of how much of herself she can be. And there'll be different parts of herself, maybe her fullness, her wildness, her her rage, her sensuality that will need to be suppressed if they don't fit this model of good. She will always be trying to gain the approval of others. She will act like she doesn't have needs. She's selfless. She doesn't want to be difficult. She doesn't want to burden anyone around her. She might be highly apologetic, always saying sorry, always apologizing for the things she's asking for, the things she's saying, the things she's doing. She'll be self-abandoning and denying her own inner truth, focusing on other people's happiness instead of her own, conforming to other people's wants and expectations of her, being a chronic people pleaser or conflict avoider. Yeah, so it's either that you're pleasing or you're trying to avoid conflict, which we'll talk more about in a moment, this people pleasing pattern. And this is really, you know, the things that a woman's experiencing when she's still subconsciously trapped in good girl conditioning. And she may have learned this as a young girl, but it's still running her subconsciously now. And when it comes to being a fully expressed, empowered, embodied, divine, feminine woman, you're going to have to break out of this, right? Because the full expression of you does not conform, does not fit a mold, does not play small, does not tone herself down, and is the full range of expression. In Divine Femme, we just covered a module on the 7 divine feminine archetypes. And I know this was a really powerful one for the women, because what it really showed is all the different faces and facets of the feminine. And the archetypes really support a woman to understand all these different aspects of her, all these different expressions of her. And there's one particular archetype, which is the maiden. And the maiden is our most youthful, innocent, girly, young kind of archetype. And she can very much still be in the pleasing energy and the good girl energy. And this is where women can stay trapped, in this one expression of this one archetype, and a wounded expression of the archetype, not even a healthy expression. And they stay trapped there when there's literally all these other archetypes and shapes and forms of expression that a woman can take. And until she's unraveled her good girl and healed the inner maiden, which is what we work on this in Divine Femme, she can't access all her other archetypes, like her wild woman, her huntress, the mother, the queen, the mystic, the lover, all these other archetypes inside of her. So to give you a little insight into my journey with this, I spent a huge chunk of my life as a good girl and running patterns of people pleasing. Up until about the age of 28, I was textbook people pleaser, good girl. Everything I did was to make my dad proud, was to make people around me happy. I was a chameleon, constantly changing and modifying myself in different social situations. I followed the path that was expected of me. I didn't want to show any emotion or have any needs because I didn't want to be difficult. And that was just me. Nice, sweet, good girl. And then I went through this incredible life change when I was 28. I started working with a life coach. And this is why I'm so passionate about coaching, because I don't even know where I would be had I not started working with this woman. But she was the woman that started helping me break out of this pattern. And one of the core ways she did this was she started asking me questions that actually got me listening to myself. She asked me questions like, Connie, what do you want? What do you want in this situation? What do you want to do with your career? Where do you want to be 5 years from now? What are your dreams? What are your aspirations? What are your desires? She asked me questions like, how do you feel? How do you feel about that? What are your thoughts on that? What do you want? She opened up possibilities by asking me if you could do anything. You know, if you could create anything, do anything, what would you do? Now, when people would ask me versions of these questions in the past, I honestly just gave people the answers that they wanted to hear. I told them what they wanted to hear to be proud of me, But seeing I didn't really know this woman and I didn't really need to please her, it was the first time I got really, really honest. It was the first time I really started to listen to myself. And around this time as well, she was supporting me to start to work with practices that connected me with myself, like meditation and journaling. Really tuning in to myself and my inner world, right? And this is so incredibly important when it comes to unraveling good girl conditioning and people pleasing, because we all have this outer facade that we have built in order to get us love and get us belonging and have people like us. And this is this outer mask that we wear. But behind that is our true, authentic self. And we cannot start changing our lives, putting ourselves first, coming into our power, and until we can start to listen to the voice of our true, authentic self and stop listening to the voices of all of our conditioning. And so the deeper that I came into connection with myself, the more that I was working with this woman and she was getting me to listen to myself, the more I started to tune into my desires, my inner voice, what I wanted, the louder that inner voice became, and the more all of these voices around me of all of my conditioning of who I thought I needed to be began to unravel. And this new version of me began to awaken, my true self. And from there, my entire life changed. As this energy awakened in me, I started to be able to have her begin guiding my life. And the career path that I'd been in for 10 years up until that point, that I had been doing solely to make my dad proud, I walked away from it. And I retrained at age 29 as a life coach. And I started my journey of a brand new career path. Even though my dad told me I was crazy, everyone questioned me, friends pulled away from me. You know, I definitely wondered more than once if I was doing the right thing. But I knew deep down inside that I was on my right path and I was finally breaking free from the chains of all of this conditioning. And this is where like the complete liberation of the woman that I am now really, really began. So people pleasing, let's talk about it. It is a common manifestation of good girl conditioning. Women who have grown up with good girl conditioning will be people pleasers. And people pleasing is this pattern where as a woman, we're starting to really anticipate the needs and feelings of others. We're hyper aware of other people's reactions, feelings, and thoughts. And we do that in order to create a sense of safety, in order to belong, in order to feel worthy, in order to feel good enough, and in order to ensure that we are meeting and accommodating the needs of the people around us and how they feel and ensuring they feel how they want to feel. And so it's this constant sort of hypervigilance, being hyper aware of everyone else. And, you know, this is what makes us feel safe, is ensuring that we can appease and meet the needs of everyone around us. And this can be such a common pattern for women because we are sensitive, we're empathic, we are all feeling. And many of us have grown up as young girls who are very sensitive and who could feel and sense the emotions of the people around us. I definitely could. We could sense and feel their discomfort, their unhappiness, their disappointment, their pain, their withdrawal of love, and that hurt. And because we didn't know how to feel the hurt of that, we compensated by going to try to do whatever we needed to do to make that person happy, to recreate connection with them, to appease them, to meet their needs. And so as we grow up, what happens with people pleasing now is we experience an inner conflict a lot of the time. There's this conflict between our truth, what's rising inside of us, what we're feeling, what we're needing, what we're wanting, and then how we act externally. This is how we know it's not authentic, because it's not congruent. Something is authentic when the way you express yourself externally is a reflection of how you're truly feeling internally. what you're speaking and asking for and saying and doing is a match to what you're truly needing, what you're truly wanting, what you're truly feeling. But when there's this disconnect and there's this conflict, this is how we know we're running a pattern where there's what we really feel on the inside, and then we feel like how we have to act on the outside, and they're not in alignment. Yeah. And how we act on the outside overrides how we feel on the inside, overrides our truth, denies our truth, compromises us along the way. And this is a fawn response. And I learned about this recently, that people pleasing is a fawning response, which is a nervous system trauma response, where a person behaves in a people pleasing way to avoid conflict and establish a sense of safety. And it's likely how, as a little girl, you maintained a sense of safety. And so we suppress and deny our truth, and we be who we think we need to be to avoid conflict and maintain safety and connection. So how do we start to override this pattern? Well, we need to recognize that there's this huge fear here that's coming up. There's this big fear that if I honor myself, if I put myself first, if I listen to myself, if I don't please them and I please myself, if I stop being who they're expecting me to be, if I stop appeasing them and fitting inside this box and being this good girl, I'm afraid I'm going to lose something. I'm afraid I'm going to lose love. I'm afraid I'm going to have someone pull away. I'm going to lose connection. I'm going to lose belonging. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to be rejected, whatever it is. There's something we're afraid of. So that gives us a bit of an insight around how we start to work through this. So when it comes to unraveling good girl conditioning and people pleasing, what I want you to first of all recognize is that this is learned behavior, and therefore it can be unlearned. It's not the truth of who you are. It's not who you are. It's a way of being that you learned as a young girl in order to survive, in order to feel safe, in order to get your needs met. And the fact that this is something that you learned means it can be unlearned. And that's the work I do with women when we do work in Divine Femme. It's not about becoming anyone. It's about unlearning and unraveling who you're not, all of these learned ways of being that are keeping you disconnected from the true essence of who you are, that's still there inside of you, but you've lost touch with it through all of this learned behavior and conditioning of who you think you need to be. So I always start with working on the inner child with this. This is the foundation of the work we do in Divine Femme. We work a lot with the inner child, which is an expression of our subconscious mind. We're working with a part of our subconscious mind where these patterns were created and ingrained and programmed in. And so I want to get to the root cause of this when I work with women. And I support them to understand, where did you learn this? Where does your good girl conditioning come from? Who taught you this? Where did you learn to be a people pleaser? And we need to go and work with this younger part of ourselves that created this pattern and help reprogram the subconscious beliefs that are driving this way of being. So we go back, we work with the younger part of ourselves, we discover what she learned about herself, the beliefs she created, the inner decisions that she made around who she needed to be, and the core needs that this behavior pattern is meeting for her. Now, when we can understand that, then we can discover all these new ways to actually get those needs met that are healthy and resourceful. We can find new ways to make her feel safe. We can find new ways to make her feel loved and supported. And then she doesn't need to keep running all these patterns to get it from outside of her. The second thing here, so working with the inner child is one of the places that I start, and really getting down to the root cause of this. A second thing to do is to bring more awareness to this pattern. And maybe listening to this episode, you've got some more awareness of like, wow, I didn't even realize I was a good girl, but I'm totally doing good girl things. I'm totally keeping myself in a box. I'm totally saying I have to only express myself this way and keep everyone around me happy. I want you to start to reflect on this and write it out or journal about it. All the ways and places this plays out for you. All the places you can see yourself being the good girl. All the ways and places that you people please, that you appease everyone around you, that you suppress and deny your true needs, your true desires, your true inner experience, and then do whatever you can do to ensure you're not creating conflict with people around you. Start to look at the ways that you try to keep other people happy. You accommodate everyone else's feelings. You avoid conflict. You avoid trying to upset people. All the ways and places that you experience guilt and fear, they will point to where the good girl and people pleaser is playing out. And so in the moments when this comes up, now that you've got the awareness, you can start to work with it in the moment that it comes up. We need to start to slow down. Because if we go back to this idea that this is almost like a trauma response, this is coming from a state of dysregulation, a place where you're feeling unsafe and you go into a fawn, which is an appeasing pattern to maintain safety and connection and get love. We need to slow down in these moments to just like take care of what's coming up for us and support ourselves through it. And then slowly start to make some changes. So the next time this comes up for you, I want you to notice. I want you to notice what's the fear that's there. The fear around if you were to say what you really want to say, ask for what you really need, put in that boundary, speak your truth, say no, stand up for yourself in a way that might cause some conflict, be difficult, challenge someone, express a part of you that isn't good, isn't likable, isn't perfect. What's your fear? And you want to start to notice that. And I'm just going to invite you just to breathe into that and be with that and start to hold yourself in that fear. And when I work with women through this, we do a lot of somatic work. I teach a lot of somatic processes to help you move through and alchemize fear in your system when it comes up. But we want to start to just hold that and breathe into that and meet that. Find the part of you that's afraid and see if you can offer some support to that part of yourself. And then notice separate to that fear and then noticing what, you know, behavior that fear would make you want to do. Separate to that fear, what's your actual truth? What's the truth? So just tracking inside yourself and just feeling these three pieces. There's your inner truth. There's the fear that comes up around following that inner truth. And then there's the compensatory behavior that you run from that space of fear to ensure you can stay safe and get connection. And if you can track those three parts, what's the true feeling, the true expression, the true need, the true desire, that the truth of what I want to say or do or how I want to express myself, what's my fear around that? And then can I watch how if I followed that fear, what behavior I would then run, which would be the people-pleasing kind of behavior, and then work through that. And then if you can not run the behavior, but just learn how to process that fear and then come back to yourself and be like, okay, if I was following my inner truth instead of following the fear-driven behavior, what would that look like? What would my needs be in this situation? What are my feelings in this situation? What are my wants? What are my desires? What's the true expression of me that's wanting to come through? What's the boundary I'm wanting to set? How am I wanting to put myself first? And then the practice is to actually start practicing that new way of being despite the fear. Now, this takes work. You're reprogramming your whole system. And if I was working with you on this, I would support you with a lot of resourcing and regulation practices that actually support your nervous system's capacity to be able to hold the fear, hold the discomfort around potentially creating conflict or upsetting people, holding your inner child through everything that's going to come up for her, and really learning how to anchor into such a deep sense of self-connection inside yourself that you can follow the true response now rather than the fear-based response. that's coming up. So this is a process, but everything I've given you is some starting points here. You're creating awareness, you're understanding what's going on, where it's coming from, and you're breaking it down enough that you can start to be empowered to make some new choices in this moment. And the new choices will be the expression of the most healthy, embodied, empowered, self-loving, self-respecting, divine feminine version of yourself. And this is where you can find your voice, express your needs, embody your power, set boundaries, show the full range of who you are as a woman, and literally burn to the ground all of this old conditioning that has kept you trapped and small for so long. So if you would love some more support with this, because I know when I work with women on this, this is deep conditioning to unravel. And we do a lot of work in Divine Femme on this, you know, before I'm even taking you into really awakening your feminine energy or accessing your divine feminine, I'm first supporting you to unravel your patterning, your conditioning, your wounded feminine masculine tendencies that are in the way. And as we start to unravel them and heal them through the somatic work, the embodiment work, the feeling work, the inner work, you'll naturally just come into deeper connection with yourself, with your feminine, with your power, with your worth, with your truth. And then boom, everything starts to shift from there because you're able to show up in a brand new way in your life. All right. So if you're a woman who's ready to come into her power, honor herself, put herself first, find her voice, step into her fullness, embody her feminine energy and be the woman she truly wants to be, you're invited to come and walk this journey in Divine Femme. Come get lots of coaching, lots of support, lots of practices, lots of tools, and a beautiful community of women to share it with as well. If you want to join us, intake for this round closes on April 28th, Sunday, the 28th of April. Come down to the show notes or go to conniechapman.com/divinefemme to secure your spot. And if you just want to get a little bit more of a feel of this before you know if Divine Femme is right for you, come to my free training, Reclaim Your Feminine, on April 24th. And you'll really get so much more of a feel of what it's going to look like to reclaim your feminine, live from this energy, and do this beautiful embodiment and healing work. All right, my love. Thank you for being tuned into this episode. It has been such a joy to bring this to you. And I look forward to talking to you again next time.